You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday in the state of Wisconsin. Great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from in our beautiful state tonight. Staying lighter a little later, warming up slowly but surely. Spring is in the air. Actually, spring is here. Summer is around the corner, would you say, Conrad?
It's looking farther away than it is closer, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. This isn't too bad, though.
No. No, it's going to get warmer tomorrow, but like I said, you know, before, it's going to rain on Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to get colder. You're going to have a good birthday.
I will anyway. I'm happy I was born. I'm not a braggart, but I was one of about 250 million sperm to make it to the egg. That's a win.
That's a win.
I had other sperm coming at me from all angles, tripping them. It's a victory. I'm here.
You were the Michael Phelps of sperm.
I was. We all were.
Yeah.
We're all winners. We all beat the other sperm to the egg, and we are here. We've made it.
What a way to start the show.
Hey, that's perspective, baby.
Yeah.
And that's a promo. it is Wednesday night, folks. Great to have you with us here at Nightlight. Riding Shotgun, that is the voice of Conrad Krieger, Wilson.
Ooh, that's
you just need Conrad to do one Wilson? Name. Okay. Just do one name. Be one of those people. I wish I could be.
It's just Con. That's
just
it.
Con. Okay. Con. I like that. The Con Man. It's just not like I think that's kind of that's what I would call you as a go-to, but it's not a very flattering thing. It's like,
you know, you know those names that are like something formally known as. You know those names?
Give me a like Frank Francis, that kind of thing.
Like formally known as Con, formerly known as Krieger.
Krieger. Listen, you figure it out and you let me know how you want to be identified. We have a really fun show tonight, folks. But first, let's get this out of the way because it involves you, the listener. It's our Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. We've been talking about it all week. Every day, you have a chance to win a Chula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets at a game. Not just going to the stadium and sitting in the club level. You will witness a game from those seats. See, I think the Brewers game should be on there somewhere. Otherwise, it's just like I'm going to sit at County Stadium. County Stadium! You hear what I just said? It's not County Stadium anymore.
No.
Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 in cash right in your pocket. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. It is a dynamite setup. I have a Verlo at home. I've been saying this all week, and I don't often get to talk about things I have at home that we actually promote at the station, but I do have a Verlo King mattress, and it's fantastic. Year number 5, and I sleep like $1 million. The times for text to win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Listen for the daily word. Text it in, and you are entered and have a chance to win the daily prize or the grand prize. And you have all you have to do, folks, is download the app to play. So I assume most of you listening already have the app, but if you don't, go ahead and download it. It's a piece of cake, and it's very easy to text from the app. Easier, really, to text from the app than your phone, right? Because you just have to tap that one button.
Yeah, you don't have to enter a number. You just click that button, click and it goes button. Right to your messages for you.
Who would have thought texting could get even easier? but listen for the times, wait for the word, and text in the word, and you are all set. Good luck, everybody. We had some texts from last night that I want to get to because, there are people that listen overnight. Are we on from 3 to 5 or 4 to 6? I think it's 4 to 6,
Four to six, yeah.
4 to 6. I should probably know that. But, we got a text from Bud, our trucker pal. Bud texted us last night, Conrad, and we missed it. You know why?
We were sleeping
on our Verlo mattresses. Bud from Janesville. That's the 608. He says, ha ha, Pete. a paper route on which you never collected. Fortunately, when I started in 1996, I didn't have to collect. Although I could have seen myself shaking down the subscribers for a few extra shekels. Awesome use of the word shekels. You know who used the word shekels frequently?
Who?
It's one of our office characters, Creed Bratton.
Oh.
I noticed you handing out some shekels earlier.
You don't know what Creed's going to say.
Bud continues, really, Pete, another paper out reference? I knew there was a reason I liked listening. Oh, that's right. When Kristen Lighty was here, I mentioned a paper out to her. Paper out on the brain. He says, I knew there was a reason I liked listening. If you ever want to sub for me, Bud, keep listening. I love that you listen at crazy hours. It's nice to know someone is out there giving us some love at all hours. Mike from Cottage Grove. This is interesting, Conrad. Did you see this? He says, not sure if there's a problem with the app or my phone, but for the last 2 or 3 hours, the app drops connection and I have to restart it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe try to turn off your phone, turn it back on. That's yeah. As far as I can help with that.
All right. This has been text.
This has been text
support. Text troubleshooting line. We'll be right back with more after this. All right. So here's the thing, folks. Got a good show tonight. I know I say that every night, but tonight, and you know what? I mean it every night, but tonight it's really good because we're going to talk about two really cool things tonight on Nightlight. Dork County and a movie that is playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival. My first guests tonight at 6:35 are Tamara Gaumond and Gene Gibbons. They wrote a book called 100 Things to Do in Dork County Before You Die. It's kind of morbid. But no one here gets out alive, so here are 100 things you can do. And they made this great book. I've been looking it over all day, and it's so much fun. They give you great suggestions. And even for a guy who, I go to Door County a lot, a couple, 2-3 times a year over the last several years. So I feel like I'm fairly familiar with it. But this book is great. It introduced me to things I didn't even know were there. So I'm really glad I got this copy. Conrad, if you ever want to borrow this.
You know, I think it'd be really cool for anyone who's coming for the draft and want to do something right after it. You go up to Door County.
Oh, yeah.
Book tells you what you need to know.
Absolutely. We will talk to Tamara and Gene at 6:35 about this book and about Door County. And then at 7:20, yeah. Ethan Ogilby will be here. He's a screenwriter and I believe a Wisconsin native. He has a film called The Threesome that I can only hope he did extensive research on before he wrote it. Ethan will be here at 7:20. Sometimes I just turn into like a sophomore in high school. I'm not proud of myself. Ethan will be here at 7:20. His film, The Threesome, he wrote it. It premiered at South by Southwest, and it is going to have a Wisconsin Film Festival screening, I think, on Saturday night, April 5th at the Barrymore. So I'm excited to talk to Ethan about that. And he's had a really interesting career in show business. He worked on The Simpsons for years. So I'm excited to talk to Ethan as well. Great guests. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Now that Wisconsin and Marquette are out of the tournament, it all starts up again tomorrow. Who's your team? Wisconsin and Marquette are gone. They are out of the NCAA tournament. So who are you rooting for, folks? Maybe it's someone you picked in your brackets, or you have a sentimental favorite. But that's the question. And I honestly, I was so bummed out with the way Wisconsin exited the tournament. It just really kind of, it was just a bummer, for lack of a more articulate word. And Marquette, I didn't watch any of their game. I really didn't watch them much this season, but my folks both met there at when they were students there. I have a soft spot for Marquette, but they're all gone. What are you going to do, Conrad?
Well, the answer for me is anyone but Duke.
Yes.
But I do have a bracket that I put some money into, so I picked Auburn to win that.
They're still alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They looked really good, so I'm going to go with Auburn.
All right. I have trouble, I have to admit, cheering for the SEC. But I think for me, I'm going Maryland.
Yeah.
Stick with the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going Big Ten, it would be Maryland because I don't like Michigan or Michigan State.
That last shot in that Maryland game by that freshman.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He took 12 steps, but he got the shot off.
Yeah, the first thing I saw on Instagram was this a travel? And all the Instagram refs went straight to it.
Yeah. And that's, like, you could call that almost all the time.
It's March Madness.
Right. They're not calling it. Right. I would say Maryland. I can't root for Calipari. I can't root for Duke. And if it's not Maryland, you know who else I would root for? Houston.
Yeah, they always come up short.
They do.
They look good, and then they come up short.
And I like their coach. He seems like a really good guy. So I know nothing about the program other than every year I get to watch one of their games because they're playing one of my teams. And I like the coach, and I'm kind of rooting for them.
They got some cool unis, too.
Yeah, they do. Don't want Kentucky.
No.
Don't necessarily want Tennessee. I guess I could cheer for Michigan State. Well, they're not Michigan.
They're both Michigan. I can't.
But they're a working class. You know what I mean? Like, could you cheer for BYU?
No.
Because they beat Wisconsin or just because?
The main reason I didn't, I mean, I could have, that dunk at the end of the game, that just really ticked me off.
Oh, at the time it expired or whatever?
And then they dunked it. Yeah. Okay, really?
All right. Well, let us know. Who do you have, folks? Who's your team? Wisconsin's gone. Marquette's gone. Would love to know who you guys are rooting for now. Who's left? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app or on the stream. You can watch us on Twitter or the WGBW website or Facebook or YouTube.
So or X.
Or X. What did I say, Twitter?
Did I say X?
I think I said Twitter and you said X. So that's either Twitter. Platform works, really. Just go there and fire away, but we'd love to hear from you. Conrad says he's going for Auburn. I say Maryland or Houston. I guess I'd lean Maryland just because it's the Big Ten, but it's kind of not the Big Ten. It's barely the Big Ten.
Yeah, half of those teams are barely Big
Ten.
Give
me a break, right?
UCLA, I mean.
I know. Yeah, UCLA's Big Ten. Come on. So that's what we'll do. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a new office-themed Chili's. You're going to love this. And we'll hear maybe an office clip, too. We'll do all that after this very short break. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for this evening's program. From the 608, I'm going for my boss's picks because he is still in and happy. So it makes work happy. Hey, that's pragmatic.
There we go.
How are we doing in the civic media?
I will pull this up.
Pull
for
that
you.
Up because I think I'm done. I'm in three brackets. One my son created, one that I've been in for years, a distant family member, and I'm getting crushed in both of them. And I should be doing much better because I never follow college basketball during the year. Seems like I should be doing better still. So, Con, tell us about that. This is great. You found this and sent this to me earlier. The Chili's, an office-based Chili's, is going up in Scranton.
Yes. And I think it's cool. They're going to have, like, there's a bunch of times where they go to Chili's in there, and they have, I believe they have, what are they called? The Dundies, right? The awards? They'll have some Dundies in there, you know, because they had the Dundee award ceremony in the Chili's. The Pam and Jim first kissed at the Chili's, I believe, right?
Right.
Yes. So, I mean, they're going to have some cool memorabilia, I think, there. And, like, themed dishes, you know, from the shows, stuff like that. So,
how did it take them this long?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The show's been off the air for, like, 12 years. Right. Seems like they would have pounced on that, right?
Maybe they're just like, hey, you know what would be a good cash grab?
To help their struggling... And there's a picture of Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin, and Kate Flannery, who played Meredith.
I think they're the main people that are... that were in on it. So
they're making a little bread on that.
I mean, they have to.
My son, Joe, on his like 21st or 22nd birthday, he helped my sister with something. So she got him one of those celebrity birthday wish things. And it was Kevin from The Office.
Oh, that's cool.
And he did like 2 minutes. He's like, Joe Schwabba, happy birthday. Like he really got into it. It was like, he actually seemed like a friend, you know? It was great.
So there's a life-size Dundee outside of the Chili's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And the main thing about it is to have that old look, still like how the Chili's looked in The Office.
Yeah.
But even though it's going to be new.
Right.
And then I believe they have, they have a Scranton Marg.
Margarita.
And I guess that'll be available US-wide or wherever Chili's are.
Will their food be any better? That's what I want to know.
Well, they got the...
I don't care about the Dundee.
They made sure they had the blossom, the onion blossoms.
Yeah.
And those are pretty good.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
And I love this. There's a mural of Dwight Schrute in Scranton on the side of a wall. I love when these towns embrace, you know, their celebrity, so to speak. My favorite is when Michael and he took Jim, he was trying to be Jim's best buddy, and took him to Hooters for lunch. And the waitress comes up. And Michael thinks he's so funny. He says, I'll have a breast of chicken. Hold the chicken. And Jim just goes, oh. Like he groans and the woman goes, is that really what you want? And he goes, I'll just have a gourmet hot dog. Like he totally bails. Oh, it's so horrible.
When we were talking during the break, it was like the worst moments that Michael has had in the show.
Oh.
And I brought up when he went on the blind date with Pam's landlord.
That is so horrifying.
Yeah. Because remember, I just watched it like last year for the first time all the way through.
Oh, that's right.
And when I watched that episode, I cringed so hard. I like had to turn off the TV for a second. I was like, wow, that was brutal.
And he's such a jerk. Like, and he doesn't, like, he says, this has been nice. You're like a nice old lady on the bus. And it's a blind date. And she goes, that's incredibly rude. And he goes, now you ruined it. And he just takes off. It's so cringe. My son started watching that in seventh grade. So shortly after we moved here, I guess. And I loved the British Office. And I was like, and he's cracking up. And I'm like, it can't be that funny. He's a kid. And then I started watching it. And it's so great. They in some ways went above and beyond the British Office because they had to. The British Office is 12 episodes. This is 9 years. And it was consistently funny. At least the first 5 years were really great. And then there's some good episodes after that. But yeah, it's a great show.
So one of the texters from the 608 says, will they have Kevin's chili? Saddest episode ever. And I don't know if they will actually have it. I don't think it says anything about Kevin's chili. But is Chili's known for...
chili?
Wait, I didn't think about what I
said. No, they're known for the awesome blossom.
Yeah. Do they have chili there actually though? Probably. I don't think I've went to Chili's and said, give me chili.
And nothing against Kevin. And the guy, Brian Baumgartner, seems like a great guy, but everything involving Kevin on that show was kind of gross. Like his feet stunk. He put him in the ice machine at that hotel for Pam and Jim's wedding. And he just is not he's always talking about gross things. I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't. It always is sad when you see a Kevin.
It's terrible. But the best was when he was, who was the woman that is Michael's? They dated for a while. The actress's name is Trudy. I can't remember the name of the show, but she's trying to help Kevin, and he comes across as slow, right?
Yeah.
And he's like by the vending machine, and he's like, I want a soda. She thinks he's just a moron, and she's like, let's see what you have here. And she pulls out the change in his pocket. She goes, oh, yes. You don't have enough. This is a quarter. That's a dime. Okay, this is a button. Oh, it's great stuff. Hey, we talked about yesterday, too, The White Lotus. Everybody is freaking out about some incest scene on the show that's very controversial. And even friends of mine I know who are like really edgy people or comedians, they're grossed out.
Yes.
Like, did they go too far? And you don't have to, don't spoil it, but, and you don't have to go so deep in the woods. Obviously, you probably can't, but why is it so bad?
It involves a brother and a brother. And they have the title of our guest movie.
Oh dear.
But they were really drunk and one of them thought that it was the girl, but it wasn't the girl.
So it was accidental. That's forgivable.
I don't know, accidental. I think the other brother's questioning his sexuality and throughout the whole series. Or throughout the whole season.
Whether or not it's accidental, don't put yourself in that position.
It
sounds horrible.
I mean, it was really, I had to stop. I was like, what did I just watch?
Steve from the 920 says, sorry to root against you, Pete. Seeing the Wisconsin Badgers are out now, I'm cheering for the Florida Gators since I now live in Florida. Well, that's certainly acceptable, Steve. Well done. Keep those texts coming. Wisconsin's gone. Marquette's gone. Who are you rooting for in the NCAA tournament? Let us know. And we will read your text on the radio. When we come back, we're talking 100 things to do in Door County before you die. It's Peach Wamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. She's gone and I am free. And she
can't do a thing to me.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. And we are barreling through this Wednesday night. I can't believe the first quadrant of the show is done. It feels...
When you have office talk, it goes by fast.
When you have office talk, when you've got great text to read. And now we are going to switch, pardon me, to some really fun guests. As I mentioned, screenwriter Ethan Ogilvie will be here at 7:20 talking about his film, The Threesome, which you can see at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Right now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show two authors who wrote a book called 100 Things to Do in Door County Before You Die, Tamara Gaumond and Gene Gibbons. Welcome, authors.
Hi, thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for writing this book. As I said earlier on the show, I've been to Door County so many times since I have moved back here to Wisconsin, and there's still a lot of stuff I learned in this book, and I didn't think I knew it all, but I was surprised at how much there still is to see for me. So you guys really did a good job.
Well, I think we sort of felt that way writing it. We knew what we knew, but when we started researching, we kept discovering new things, and each of us brought different experiences to the book that the other one didn't necessarily know about. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so before we get into the book, tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then how did you guys come together to write this? But a little individual background, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You start, Jean, or you, go ahead.
Sure, I'll go. Well, I am, my profession is an engineer, and I am interested in sustainability and of building design. And so I also love the outdoors and preserving the outdoors. I've historically, since I was a child, gone to Door County with my family. So I've been going there my whole life. And recently, relatively recently, pre-COVID, purchased a condo for hopefully to more and more and more use as I move towards retirement. So, which is getting closer every day.
Well, hopefully it won't happen before the end of the show.
No.
Tamara, your turn.
Okay, I'm Tamara. I'm actually an architect by trade. Gene and I met in the architecture world, but I'm also a writer. I currently am employed as a technical writer for an engineering firm, but my doing fiction and other types of writing is my passion. And one point at a writing seminar, I had heard a presentation by the owner of Reedy Press. Reedy Press is a regional interest publisher out of St. Louis. And they have this 100 Things to Do family of books. And at the time, I wanted a new project, and I had pitched a different location and was successful and did that book. And that was really fun. And then they came back to me early this year and asked if I wanted to do another project. And no one amazingly had written about Door County, which was shocking because they had books on everything. They had books on the Dells and Cape Cod and every city and every vacation spot and Branson, but not Door County. So they were excited. I was excited. But we wanted, because I go there often, we wanted also someone that is more of a resident, and Jean is more of a resident, and she's a very good photographer. I'm more the writer. So we collaborated on content and put the thing together.
Very nice. And Tamara, did you write 100 things to do in Rockford? Did I see that in your bio?
I did.
Was it easier finding? My wife is from Rockford, and she did one thing. She moved when she was 8th grade. Yeah. So that was one thing. I'm just kidding. Rockford's fine. But was it easier to find things to do in Door County than a city like Rockford?
Well, Door County was much more difficult to scale down the list to 100. And to kind of lump things, like, because there's things in there that are in lists and categories. But Rockford, actually, there's a lot going on in Rockford, and it wasn't that difficult.
I'm just either, doing so. That because I know she's listening. I'm kind of needling her on the air. So how much research went into the book, and who did what in terms of, like, did you guys do this together? Did you get in the car and drive around, make phone calls? How did you research?
Well, we originally got together at my place overlooking the nice water and brainstormed about what we already knew on places we would like to include and activities we would like to include, and then spent some time looking online and in the local newspaper to see if we were missing something. And then, yes, finally, we did drive around some for things we had never seen before. We didn't always go together driving around. We did some together and some we split up to just cover more ground. So,
yeah. And how did you, once you had the research, how did you write? Did you sit together? Did you pass a manuscript back and forth? How did you do this as writers?
Well, I will defer to
Tamara. I did most of the writing. But I would send things as I went along to Jean to get edits and her opinion on and feedback on. So it was collaborative in terms of the content. Most of the writing was me, but it was very collaborative in the content.
And I'm a fairly nitpicky person, and so I was a good editor. She sent it to me after the fact, and I did not edit her content. Sometimes I had suggestions, but I could find typos and commas where they should be and stuff like that. So I did a lot more of the practical aspect of writing.
Haven't you ever heard of spell check, you guys? Come on.
Well, spell check is one thing.
We use spell check. a lot of it was capturing. The intent of these books is to not read like all these places' websites, but to feel experiential. And I tried to bring humor in and what it's like to go to these places. And even though each entry is a couple paragraphs, I try to have an angle, like, what is it about this? It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes on a few of them I'd miss and she'd tell me, that one's really boring. You need to go work on that. And I'd go back and try it again. So we collaborated that way. So.
All right. So before we get into some of the cool things in Door County, you guys have a launch event for the book that's coming up. You have one in April and one in June. Tell us about those.
Well, we have several events. I have a Rockford-based launch event that I'm doing in Rockford. We've got some private events. We've got something in Indianapolis, something in Chicago. But I'm going to be at a book fair in Viroqua, Wisconsin, which is a little west of Madison, on April 26th.
Okay.
And on June 7th, we're going to be signing books in Sturgeon Bay at the Novel Bay Books.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
So we've got a few things. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about Door County. This is what excited me the most about having you guys on. Like I mentioned, I When I was a kid, we would go up to northern Wisconsin. My grandma had a place. Then I discovered Mackinac Island, and I fell in love with Mackinac Island. But since I moved back to the Midwest, I've really just come to absolutely love Door County. It's 2 hours from where I live. It's so beautiful. And I'll say this too. I take exception. I actually don't like it when people say, well, it's like the Cape Cod of the Midwest, or when people call Milwaukee the Portland of the, let's be our own thing. Like Door County is gorgeous enough on its own and has so much to offer that, and you guys did such a great job in the book. Like how did you decide on how you broke it down? Because you have restaurants first. And did you eat at all these places? Did they kind of court you to come in and check out their establishment, or did you just kind of do it on your own?
I think we probably, between the two of us, ate at most of these places. Yeah.
Some of them have been there very long, and those are easy to eat at. Some of the really established ones. And then some of the newer ones were more like, we got to get them in over time, okay. You know, on time. So,
My guest,
the format is the publisher's format. We had to follow their format in the layout, the food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and rec, culture and history, and shopping and fashion is a format that we follow, that the 100 Things books all follow.
That and probably that. Almost made it easier in some ways, right? Because if you have like already a template there, mm-hmm. I mean, I would imagine. My guests are Tamara Gaumond and Gene Gibbons. They are the authors of 100 Things to Do in Door County Before You Die. It's a great read. And if you don't know much about Door County, this book would be a great place to start. I love how you guys talk about the fish boil in there, and then you encourage people not to do it at home. And I will say, the last few summers, my family, we've done our own fish boil in the backyard.
Oh, really?
And they've been very successful. A few singed eyebrows, but when you add the kerosene, but for the most part, we've escaped without injury. But how did the fish boil? Where's the best one, in your opinion, in Door County?
Do you want to take that one?
Yeah. I have some pretty strong feelings. I think that there's two. And they both have a little bit of a different personality. There's Old Post Office and White Gull Inn. They're both good, high quality, delicious. The White Gull Inn is a very quaint environment in a close-knit area in Fish Creek. And Old Post Office has a very large fire pit behind it, so it can accommodate a lot of people, and it overlooks the water in Ephraim. And I never know if I'm saying that town right. So, and I think they both have a different character, and decide on which character you like.
You can't go wrong, though.
It's good.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
I agree. The White Gull Inn has a charm to it that's like, it's just unbeatable.
Right.
You also, I say Ephraim. How else would you, I've always heard people call it Ephraim.
Sometimes people say Ephraim.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really strange.
We should go to the town hall and ask them.
I know. I think we need to do that.
That is such a perverse way to look at a place I love. You had Wilson's in there, which is great. And I know they're known for ice cream and shakes. But we were there this summer, my wife and kids, and their burgers are fantastic. Have you had the burgers there and the fries? Oh, my gosh.
I've had some burgers and fries, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Outstanding. So I want to ask you guys, let's talk about the Bayside versus the Lakeside. I stayed in Bailey's Harbor a couple times, but people seem to gravitate toward the little communities on the Bayside. And I think they're more picturesque, but why did that happen, do you think? Do you know? I mean, you've got Lake Michigan is so beautiful, too, and it's so vast on that side. But why do people gravitate towards the Bayside?
You want me to take that a little bit, Tamara, initially?
Yeah, and then I'll give my 2 cents worth afterwards.
Well, okay. You know, the Lake Michigan side is wilder as far as the shore goes. It's colder. So I think the initial resorts opened on the Bayside, because you can more often swim in the water. It gets warm enough. It gets difficult to ever swim in the water in the lakeside. And all those, there's a lot of the bays, and there's more, you can do more boating and water activities. You know, it's a little safer and less rugged and crazy to go out on the water with a, you know, any kind of boat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think the warmth, it's not really warm, but you know, it is warmer than the other side.
Yeah.
and the warmer water and the calmer water make it a little bit preferential historically.
Okay.
But there are some people who swear by the quiet side and love it.
Well, they both have their, yeah, they both have their attractions, I think. But go ahead, Tamara.
I was agreeing that I'm the one who swears. I love the Bailey's Harbor side, and there's a resort called Gordon Lodge that I enjoy very much, just north of town and way out. And I like, but you know, Door County is so narrow that even when you're in Bailey's Harbor, you can be in Egg Harbor for dinner in, you know, 12 minutes. You know, it's not like you're just, it's just a different way of staying, you know, depending on how busy you want it. And of course the Bay, Green Bay side on weekends gets a little crazy, but during the week it's lovely. And when it's, you know, not the middle of the summer, and
right,
it's lovely anyway, but it doesn't get quite so crowded, but it does get kind of crazy on weekends in the summer sometimes.
We're going to do a quick break here, and we'll come right back and talk more about 100 things to do in Door County before you die. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. You got Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday night. At 7:20, screenwriter Ethan Ogilby joins the show to talk about his film, The Threesome, which you can check out at the Wisconsin Film Festival, which starts April 3rd. Right now, we are talking to Tamara Gaumond and Gene Gibbons. They wrote a book called 100 Things to Do in Door County Before You Die. It's a great book. We're talking about some of the things in the book and Door County in general. Gene and Tamara from the 608, AJ writes, "Hi, Pete, Conrad, Gene, and Tamara. I don't have a choice for a team as long as it's not Duke." That's a good choice. AJ continues saying, "And I hope they mention Charlie's Smokehouse. It's the best smoked salmon I've ever had in my life. I made the trip from Madison just to pick it up." How does that sound? Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Is that one of the fish stores?
That's the Fish House in Gills Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just got the text. I didn't have time to reference it in the book.
It's very... It's way up on the point, and it's got very good, you go up there and you smell the smoked fish all over the place and the smoke smell, and the smoked salmon is very good.
Nice.
It
seems like Bailey's Harbor seems like the best place to go sample some beer. You guys have a lot of places in Bailey's Harbor listed of some craft or some breweries. Did I read that right?
Well, they are the home of the Door County Brewing Company, which for the brew pubs is probably the larger and, I don't know. What do you think, Gene? Probably a little more distributed.
Yeah.
And they have a sister brewery out in Milwaukee called the Hacienda Brewing Company. And so in the Door County Brew House and Tap Room, they sell both the Door County brews and the Hacienda brews. And they built a pretty neat building 5 years ago.
Yeah, and it's sort of barn-like.
Mining look. That's a tap room and music hall. So it's a really fun
place
right in downtown Bailey's Harbor, where like on Friday nights they'll have live music through the summer, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's also one of the places that I have visited in the winter slow months for beer and music. Things are not everything is open. So it's nice to know what's open in the winter.
Gene, I am totally with you. There were years where my kids were in high school, and you know, it's a lot cheaper than going to Florida. You go to Door County and there's not a lot going on, but we fell in love with Door County in the spring because you get amazing deals at places like some of these places where you can rent a 3-bedroom condo for like less than $100 a night sometimes. Egg Harbor, Fish Creek, Sister Bay. And we found some of those places, and it just is a different place in the summer, or I'm sorry, in the spring than it is in the summer or even the winter, because it's such a down time for them, but you can still get great deals.
Yeah.
What is your favorite area of Door County? Let's start with Gene, and then we'll go to Tamara.
I have two areas. I've done the same thing to you twice. You know,
that's okay.
When I was young, our house was by Cave Point and Whitefish Dune State Park. And I spent a lot of time there just walking or riding my bike over. And it's just a beautiful location. The most shocking thing about it, though, is when I was young, we would sometimes be the only people there. It has definitely, that area has been discovered, but there's a reason it's been discovered. It's gorgeous. Cave Point is spectacular and the dunes are great too. And then I always enjoy, because I think the state parks are amazing, and the Peninsula State Park, which is sort of a stereotypical answer, but the reason it's so popular is because it has so much going on there.
Yeah.
We would always, you know, you can ride your bike through, we'd do great kayaking off there, boating, you know, the beach, it's just got everything going on, camping. And so I think for someone who really wants to see the beauty, and I'm into the beauty of the ruggedness, those two places are really spectacular.
Great answer. What about you, Tamara?
I guess I go back to liking the Bailey's Harbor side, because most any place you stay, you can be on a wooded road if you want to be out hiking and stuff and riding your bike. And it's not as big of a town as the towns on the West Coast, but it's got a couple of good restaurants. But this sounds really weird, but I really enjoy the little drive on Highway E. When you leave Bailey's Harbor and you pass Kangaroo Lake, and it's people fish off the, what do they call that? The causeway. And then you've got the Coyote Roadhouse. And then at Peninsula Center, there's a beautiful winery called Stone's Throw that looks like you're in the south of France. You know, it's gorgeous, which again, I guess we shouldn't say it just looks like a beautiful Wisconsin winery.
We're as good as anybody. Yeah.
And then as you continue west, you pass a couple of things, and then you do a nice big downhill where Green Bay, comes into view and takes your breath away. And I just think it's fun connecting the two, and that just feeling of kind of bombing around from town to town. I definitely didn't answer your question, but
no, you did actually.
But I do like just kind of enjoying the connection between the towns and, you know, finding all the different places. And
right. Yeah. Can we keep you through the news, you guys? I have a few more questions for you, if that's okay. All right. Fantastic. Yes. After the news, I'm going to tell you about a painter who has captured the essence of Door County so beautifully. I'll tell you about that after the news. And I will ask these two fantastic authors a few more questions about a place we all know and love called Door County. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.